I want us to talk a little bit, and so I would appreciate any comments, any questions. No criticisms, please. No, just kidding. But anything. Anybody want to start? Go ahead.
Are you still mad about Bubba?
Oh, for saving my life? No. I'm glad I'm here. I'm telling you. I'm glad I'm here. You know, I've been very fortunate. I've been so fortunate because I don't deserve to be here because of me. Far better people than me were killed the first time they got shot at, the first time they OD'd. I've been fortunate because I went through this. I've been shot at, never got hit. I'd OD'd, came back. I went through the jails, got in and out, and I'm still here. And so in many ways, I have to be thankful for that. But the other side of it is that I have to be responsible. I feel responsibility because I'm here and they're not. I was baptized Catholic. You know, I'm not a very good Catholic. And you know why? I'm a very spiritual person. I think that makes a very terrible Catholic sometimes. And I don't want to down people who are Catholics because I work for the Archdiocese of Chicago and I know a lot of great Catholic people. But I personally just do not believe that a church or a celestial being or any of those things have meaning for me. I believe that it's all within us, that God power we all have, and we can all tap into that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I took the heavy drugs from age 12 to 18, including heroin. The way that I could get out of that was an intensive two-month where some of the people from the Chicano movement, outside of money, then it wasn't money, it was them to save my life, pulled me into a housing project in San Pedro, kept me there, out of the drugs, educated me, went through a whole intensive two-month process to get me out of the heavy drugs. But I think what happened in my case is that I saw the politics behind it. I understood that heroin was a political weapon. And when I began to see that, I began to say, I didn't want to be part of that. But the problem is this. I drank for 20 years. Heavy drinking. I went through four marriages. I really wasn't a good father to my own kids. 2 years ago, I went through a rational recovery program to stop that drinking. And so I still carried something with me. The gang warrior still has that sense of the fighting. And not necessarily knowing why or who. And you, as like a Vietnam vet, you have post-traumatic stress disorder. And especially if you've been on the battlefront and all your homeboys are dead and you're still there, because you keep thinking, why me? And you carry it through your relationships and you beat your wives and you hurt your kids and you're drinking. And I've seen so many people, it happens the same kind of thing. I will tell you one thing. Writing the book was probably one of the most important healing things I could have done. And in many ways, I say I wrote the book to save my son, but I will say that I believe my son saved me. Thank That's a good question. You know, it's a very hard thing to tell these stories. We all got them. All of us. It's so hard, and partly it's part of our culture también, that you don't tell people nothing. You go through it, you never tell people. I took a big risk doing this. What I had to do, because I'm not no snitch, I'm not going to tell nobody nothing, I changed people's names. I rearranged situations. It's all based on real things that happen. You know. Right. Yeah, I did that because I just didn't want to reveal things that I know about what happened, some of the deaths, some of the things that went on. I didn't want to hurt anybody who's still alive. It's like protecting not just the innocent but the guilty, you know. This is my story, and I decided that I would tell it from my viewpoint, but I would take full responsibility for it. What happened, however, is, you know, I didn't have any problem from anybody. Homeboys, even this guy from Sangre came up, he read the book, you know what I mean? There may be people, most people did not. You know where I got my problem from? My family. My own family, and my mother of all people, who I love very dearly, and she's a great person. And her main thing was that in the beginning of the book, I talk about the past of my family from the Mexican Revolution, my grandfather, the alcoholism. My dad got arrested in Mexico. He had to escape from Mexico. All these things that she says, you know what, those are stories that we take down, but we don't tell people. But I'm going to tell you something else. The biggest thing that got her going was that she always told us about her great-grandmother, who was a full-blooded Tarahumara indígena. And I always thought very highly of this. I was very proud. And my mother said, you don't tell that to people. And I know where it comes from. It's that whole idea that, you know what, you got it. Most Mexicans don't know what Indian tribes are from. And you kind of keep it out. You don't talk about it. She had a connection that she could still talk about. But her thing was, you don't tell the world that you had a full-blooded Tarahumara. You know what I mean? It's like, and so I realized it was mixed in with a lot of different things. I feel it's important to tell these stories. We need to do it. There can't have a movement without our literature. We can't have a struggle without our poetry, without our stories out there. And there's a lot of ways of doing this. Some of it is oral and everything, but we need to have them out there. And I don't mean to expose people. I don't mean to open up old wounds. I don't mean to just hurt people. But the idea of trying to go through that healing process. There was a mother whose son is in the book, and she lost two sons. And she told me that she was, when she read it, she was very upset because her son's name was in there. And I had a talk with her, and I wrote her a letter. I told her, of course, I did not never want to hurt her. No way. No, it was not about that. But I did tell her about how important it was to not let those deaths die in vain, that we needed to bring them out, and I was going to do everything I could to protect and secure her, you know, participation or whatever, but that these stories had to be told. And that particular friend, her son of hers, was one of my best friends, and I wanted to honor him. And I think she took it very well when I explained it. So I don't know how to get around it, except that I do think it is a risk, and you got to be real careful, but I feel that the stories got to be told in some form. We can't just hold them in all the time.